Blog Talk Radio.
Prepared as a bride, the doors for her
food. So you say the same was already prepared, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 17.
hand.
Mm-hmm.
And took me by the lock of my head.
He took me by the lock of my head. So we know Ezekiel was wearing some braids.
Yeah.
This braid must have been like Absalom.
Okay.
Go ahead, read up. Hold on now. The Spirit lifted him up between the earth and the heaven and did what?
And brought me in the vision of Yahweh of Yahshua.
He brought me in the vision of Yahweh to Yahshua Judah. Go ahead.
To the door of the inner gate.
Mm-hmm.
Look towards the north.
Where
was the seat of the image of jealousy?
Well, that's how we know that the spirit, right?
Yeah.
Lifted Ezekiel between the earth and heaven by a lock of his hair, right?
Yeah.
So we know how Ezekiel got over here in Ezekiel 43, Mother Z. We see how he got over here. 43, 5 through 7. See, everything can be verified in writing, right? Can't leave nothing to chance. You got to be able to go and pull the scripture and verify. Sometimes you need two or three witnesses. Pardon me? Well, we ain't all even on that. We ain't going to get off track. We're on something else right now. We're looking at the heaven, the new heaven, and the new earth. So if you got something on that, we entertain that. The book of Ezekiel 43, 5 through 7, Mother Lee, Israel, C. Roy.
Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 5 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court.
Now, we know how Ezekiel got to the inner court, right?
Mm-hmm. Inner court. And behold, the honor of the Yahweh filled the house, temple.
The honor of Yahweh, the greatness of Yahweh filled the temple. Verse 6, what happened?
Verse 6. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the temple, and the man stood by me.
Verse 7, what did he say?
Verse 7.
Yahweh, Ezekiel said, I heard him speaking out of the temple. And the minister spirit was standing right there, so I know it wasn't him talking. Verse 7, what did he say?
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said unto me,
what did he say?
Son of man.
Son of man.
This place.
The place.
The place of my throne.
He said the place of my throne, go ahead.
And the place of the sole of my feet.
Uh-huh.
When I will.
Where I
will
dwell.
Where I will dwell in the middle of. In the midst of the children of Israel.
So he said the man that he's going to dwell in the midst of is. By name, the family of Israel, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Forever and...
Now, hold on, mother. You say he's going to be with Israel. How long?
Forever.
Forever. That don't leave no room for no, the Gentiles coming in here, right?
Yeah, little young one.
He said he's with Israel forever. Go ahead, read on in my what?
Ever. Forever. And my righteous name shall...
Mm-hmm.
The temple of Israel.
Go ahead. The family of Israel. The family of Israel.
Righteous name shall the family of Israel no more defile.
Now you got to say it ain't important about his name, right?
Right.
But he said, yeah. His name is important to him, right?
Hallelujah.
He said, I don't want nobody defiling my name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to him. Go ahead.
Neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, neither by the
caucuses
of their king in the high place.
So he said that I'm gonna dwell in the midst of Israel. Now let's see if anybody else gonna be in that number, as they say, right? Is there gonna be anybody else in that number? Sister Amy and Phoebe. Joel 2:27 and 32. Is anybody else going to be in the crowd, Sister Adia speaking? Now, you know, they like to say, well, when they came out of Egypt, they had a mixed multitude. Let's see if it's going to be a mixed multitude in this crowd, though, Sister Adia. Joel 2, verse 27, 32, what do you say? Because Joel chapter 2, 27, verse number 32. Then we're going to go on and get back on what we're going to get back on there. Oh, this came out of the air. It came from Yahweh. I guess it's supposed to have been on the table.
Hallelujah.
Joel 2, verse 27 and 32.
Joel chapter
2,
verse
27
and 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
27. Mm-hmm.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
I'm in the midst of Israel. Go ahead.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh. And none else.
Mm-hmm.
And my people shall never be ashamed.
He said, I'm in the midst of Israel. And he said, none else. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 32, ain't nobody else in the mix but Israel? Verse 32, what did he say?
Verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass.
And it shall come to pass what?
That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
From in Mount Zion to the root for the nation.
Well, Yahweh
Judah. And then Yahweh Judah shall be delivered.
So he said deliverance coming through who?
Yahweh Judah.
Coming through Yahweh Judah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 21, Mother Eve. Verse number 3. Revelation 21, 3 through 7. What are we looking at here? Revelation chapter 21, 3 through 7. Mother Eve, Israel, see you, Roy.
Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 21, verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying,
saying what?
Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with man.
So the tabernacle of Yahweh is going to be with man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And he will dwell with them.
And we know what man he's going to dwell in the midst of, right?
Right. Yahweh
be with you. Yahweh bless you, Sister Judith, Israel, and see you, Roy. So we know what man he's going to be in the midst of. This ain't every man. This is the nation of Israel, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about dwell with them. And?
Okay. And,
they,
and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people.
They're going to be his people.
And Yahweh himself shall be with them. And be their Yahweh.
What's going to happen in verse 4? Verse 7.
Verse 4.
My brother Titus, Yahweh be with you, brother. I have this book here.
Yahweh bless you, man.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, brother. Yahweh. Shalom.
Verse 4.
Yes, ma'am.
And Yahweh shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
So Yahweh, if you got any tears, they're going to be wiped away. So
And there shall be no more death.
There's going to be no more death, go ahead.
Neither sorrow.
Neither sorrow.
Nor crying.
What else will happen?
Neither shall there be any more pain.
Hold on. Pain going to be out of the picture.
Right.
I sure look forward to that day, right?
Yeah,
go ahead, read on. For what?
Okay. For the former things are passed away.
Verse number 5, come on, mother.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
And he that sitteth upon the throne.
And he that sat upon the throne said,
behold, I make all things new.
So all things gotta be new.
And he said unto me.
What did he say?
Write for these words.
Write for these words are what?
True and faithful.
Verse number
6,
come on.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me.
What did he say?
It is done.
It is what?
It is done.
Let's see how you handle this, brother.
I am Yahweh, and I am Yahweh, and Yahweh. Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son.
That it work? Come on.
The beginning and the end.
Hallelujah. How will you handle that? Go ahead.
I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely.
You say, I'm going to give to him and her that is a thirst, the fountain of the water of life freely. Is that what he said?
Right.
Verse 7, what did he say, mother?
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
He that overcome.
But there's a stipulation here, but you got to do what?
Overcome.
Him or her that overcome, what are you going to do?
Yeah, inherit all things.
You going to do what?
Inherit all things.
Go ahead.
And I will be his Yahweh.
I'm going to be their Yahweh.
And he shall be my son
and
daughter.
And he's going to be my son and my daughter. Now let's see how we become sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh Motherly. Let's see how we make that jump to become sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh. In the book of Romans chapter 8, how did we do that? Then we're going to get that Hebrews. Then we're going to get back on track with this covenant thing. Romans chapter 8, Motherly, verse number 9, verse number 14. How do we become sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh? Romans chapter 8. Verse number 9, verse 14, Mother Z, Israel, of City Royal.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh.
But you are not in the world system, go ahead.
But in the spirit.
And you got God's thing, go ahead.
If so be that the spirit... the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you.
So be if the word of Yahweh dwell in you, the Torah instructions, you keeping his Torah instructions, go ahead.
Now, if any man has not the spirit of Yahweh the Son,
mm-hmm.
he is none of his.
So you say if you don't have the spirit of Yahweh the Son, you're none of his.
Verse 14.
How do we become sons and daughters, Mother Z?
Verse
14. Yes, ma'am.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh.
So as many as led by the Spirit. Now we need to define, what is this Spirit that we got to be led by, Mother? Let's go to the book of St. John 663. St. John 663, what is the spirit that we got to be led by? St. John 663, so say amen, Phoebe, I'll see you, Roy.
John chapter
6,
verse
16.
Mm-hmm.
St. John 663, what is the spirit we got to be led by?
John chapter 6, verse
63. Yes, ma'am.
From that time, many of his disciples, followers, went back
mm-hmm.
and walked no more with him.
At that time, many of his followers, they went back. They didn't walk no more with him. Go ahead. Where we at? St. John 663, that's all we need.
Okay.
663.
One second, brother.
Okay.
St. John 663.
St. John. Chapter 6, verse 63.
Mm-hmm.
It is the spirit that quickeneth. Go ahead. The flesh profiteth nothing. Go ahead. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the spirit that we got to be led by is the word of Yahweh, right? Mm-hmm. All right,
Mother Z,
what's on
your mind?
It's Galatians 5:18. Is that a precept to...
You tell me.
Okay, I'm going to read it.
You tell me. Let me get there. Galatians 5 what?
Galatians 5:18.
All right, Galatians 5:18. What are we looking at, Mother Z?
Galatians 5:18.
Mm-hmm.
But if ye be led of the Spirit,
ye mm-hmm.
are not under the Torah instruction.
Now, this would be Torah instruction here, though.
Law. Oh, okay, law.
But, like, but if you led of the Spirit, and we read the spirit that you got to be led by is the first five books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Torah instructions are Yahweh. That's what we got to be led by.
Right.
So yeah, we can tie that in real good there, Mother Lee. That's a good precept there.
Oh, okay.
Now let's run to Psalm, the Jude of Israel, C. Royal. So he said that it's the spirit that quickeneth, right? Let's see if we can define that thing in Psalm 119, 49 and 50. Sister Judith Israel, see you, Roy. Let's see what quickeneth. quicken us, what bring us back to life. Before we go there, though, let's run to Ephesians, Sister Judith. Ephesians chapter 2, I believe I'm looking for. Ephesians chapter 2. Let me be better right quick. The statement in Ephesians 2 I would like to tie in. Ephesians 2, verse number 1 and 2. Sister Judith Israel C. Roy. Ephesians 2, verse number 1 and verse number 2.
Ephesians chapter
2,
verse 1
reads. What
do you
read?
And you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin.
So we were dead in our trespasses and our sin, right? Didn't have no clue about the things with Yahweh right there, right? Verse number 2.
Verse 2 reads. Mm-hmm. Wherein, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world.
Mm-hmm.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Prince of the power of the air is Satan the devil. Go ahead.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
So those that don't want to obey the Torah instructions of Yahweh, we know what power is working in them, right? The power of Satan. It might be your closest loved one, but they believe Satan is moving in there. Psalm 119, Sister Judith, 49 and 50. Let's see what quickens us. What brings us back to the power of Yahweh. Psalm 119, 49 and 50. Sister Judith Israel, see you.
Chapter 119, verse 49 and 50.
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 119, verse 49 and verse 50. Let's see if we can make it even better. There's the spirit that quickens us.
Remember the word unto thy servant.
He said, remember the word to your servant, do it.
Upon which thou hast cast me to hope.
Upon which thou hast caused me to hope, right? Verse number 50, what did he say?
This is my comfort and my affliction.
He said, now this is where I get my uplift from. When I'm afflicted, what?
For thy word has quickened me.
So the word is what brings us back to life, right? We were dead in trespasses and sin, right? But let's go to the, let's make it that Romans. Who's reading that Romans chapter 8? Who's reading that Romans 8?
Romans chapter 8. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Let's look at verse number 9 and verse number 14. How do we become sons and daughters of Yahweh? Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and verse 14. Mother Z Israel of C. Roger.
8, 9, 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Romans chapter 8, verse 9 and 14. Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
But ye are not in the flesh.
But you are not in the flesh.
But in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
If so be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you.
Now we find out the spirit that got to dwell in you is the word of Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see if we pull out, I got to dwell in you. So say, hey, Ben Phoebe, how do the word of Yahweh got to dwell in you if I can pull it out? If I can pull it out, how do the word of Yahweh, I think it's in Colossians, I believe. I'm thinking Colossians, Sister Amen, Phoebe. Let me peep at it, though, right quick. I think Colossians will let us know how this word of Yahweh got to dwell in us. Book of Colossians, chapter 3. Let's just get to the chase. Verse number 16. How do the word of Yahweh, the word of Yahweh got to dwell in us, Sister Amen, Phoebe? Colossians 3, verse number 16.
Colossians chapter
3,
verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let the word of Yahweh dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching and admonishing one another in
psalms. Mm-hmm.
Hymns.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual songs.
Go ahead. Singing with great grace in your mind to Yahweh. So this word of Yahweh got to dwell in you how? How got to dwell in you? Richly. That's the word we're looking for. Word of Yahweh God is dwelling in us richly. That means our cup gotta be overflowing, right? First to the book of Revelation, Sister Judith Israel. Revelation chapter 3. Let's let's see that 15 through, let's get it out there, 15 through 22. Let's read it out, Sister Judith. Then we're going to go back and get that Romans and Hebrews, and we're going to be on our way. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, 15 through 22. Sister Judith Israel, see you, Royal.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 to 22. Verse 15
reads,
I know thy
word,
that thou art near, neither cold nor hot.
So he said, you neither cold nor hot, you just wishy-washy, you know? Go ahead.
I would thou work good or cold or hot.
He said, I would that you would get on one team or the other one, huh?
Over that point, Sister Judith, I mean, I'm just getting all bogged up over here.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 12, Mother, he, now he made a statement. He said, I would that you were cold or hot. But let's see that Matthew, is it 12 I want? Or is it 16? Which one I want, Mother? Well, I sure don't see what I'm looking for in 12. Do I have to see what I'm looking for in 16? No, I don't. Let me see if I can pull this out now. It's a statement, Mother.
Matthew.
In the book of Matthew, I know that much. It's in Matthew 6. That's the one I'm looking for. Matthew 6, Mother. The book of Matthew 6. He made a statement in Matthew 6, 24. That's the one I'm looking for, Mother. Matthew 6, 24, what he said. Now, he said, I would that you were on one team or the other. Now, he made a statement in Matthew 6, 24. To the contrary, Mother
E. Book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am. Matthew 6, verse 24, what do you say?
Okay, let me get it right. Cause I got Matthew 12. Matthew 6.
My fault, Mother. You blame me for that. Matthew 6, verse 7, 24.
The book of Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
No man can serve two masters.
No man or woman can serve two masters. Go ahead.
But either he will hate the one and love the other.
You're either going to be on one side of this coin or the other, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no middle ground when it comes down to your front.
Or else he will hold to the one and despise the other.
Go ahead.
You cannot serve Yahweh and Mammon.
You can't run with Yahweh and Mammon. Can't hang with them. I'm going to be with the world 6 days, then on the seventh day, I'm going to give me some Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, it don't operate that way.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look back to that Romans, Mother Z. Book of Romans. Romans, chapter 8, verse 14. Let's get it in. So how do we become sons and daughters of the Most High Yahweh? Romans, chapter 8, verse 7, 14.
Romans chapter 8, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh.
For as many as led by the word of Yahweh, what about?
They are the sons of Yahweh.
They are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Mm-hmm. So if you are walking in the Torah section of Yahweh, guess what? You operate like a son or a daughter, right?
Hallelujah, boy.
Revelation 3. Sister Judith Israel, 16 through 22. Get that in, then we're going to grab some Hebrews. I'm going to be already out the door, Brother Tyson. I'm close to the end of my game. The book of Revelation, chapter 3. 16 through 22.
Chapter 3, verse 16.
What do you read?
So then because thou art lukewarm,
mm-hmm,
and neither cold nor hot,
what I'm going to do?
I will spruce thee out of my mouth.
Now you know you can drink something hot and you can drink something cold. But if it's lukewarm, you ready to spit it out too, ain't you? So Yahweh is dealing with us according to what we understand. Verse 17, what do you say?
Because thou sayest, I am rich.
He said, now you say you're rich. But we read you gotta be rich with the word of Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, because you say you're rich. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And increase with good.
Mm-hmm.
And have need of nothing.
Go ahead.
And know not that thou art reckless.
Mm-hmm.
And miserable. And poor.
Poor.
And blind.
Blind.
And
so he said he got to pay real good, right? He said, I come for you to battle me. Go ahead.
Tried in the fire.
Hold on. He said, you got to find something that's been tried in the fire, right?
Yes.
And what's been tried in the fire? You go pull out that precept in Psalm chapter 12. What's been tried in the fire, Mother Eve? Psalm chapter 12, verse 6, I believe it is. Psalm chapter 12, verse number 6. What's been tried in the fire, Mother Eve? Psalm chapter 12, verse number 6. What's been tried in the fire? Because he said, I give you counsel, but you got to get that what's been tried in the fire, right? What's been tried in the fire, Mother E. Israel? Psalm 12, verse number 6.
The book of Psalms, chapter 12, verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
The word of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh. Oh, what?
A pure word.
A pure word. Go ahead.
As silver, tried in the furnace of the earth.
It's been tried in the furnace of the earth.
Purified seven times.
So the word of Yahweh has been tried in the fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 18, verse 72, the mother of Israel. Psalm 18, verse 2, what do you say?
Psalm chapter 18.
Make that verse 30, my fault. Psalm 18, verse 30. That's the one I want. Psalm 18, verse 30. Mother of Israel, the sea rush.
Psalm chapter 18, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalm chapter 18, verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 30. As for Yahweh, his ways is perfect.
So we read about his ways yesterday. He sent his righteous minister spirit, right? The book of Ezekiel to keep us in the way. He said his way is perfect, right? What about it, mother?
Perfect. The word of the Yahweh is tried.
The word of Yahweh has been tried. Go ahead.
He is a rebuke.
He is a buckler.
He's a buckler to all those that trust in him.
So the word of Yahweh, that's what has been tried. So he said, I would counsel you to, back to Revelation 3, verse 18, Sister Judith.
Revelation chapter 3, verse
18
reads,
what do you read?
To buy of me gold, tried in the fire.
Now this gold is Yahweh's word, right? It's been tried seven times, right? Go ahead.
That thou mayest be rich.
Mm-hmm.
And white raiment. That thou mayest be clothed.
Go ahead.
And that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear.
Mm-hmm.
And anoint thine eyes with
eyes
and
that thou
mayest see.
And he said, get your eyesight straight, that you might be able to see, right? Verse number 19, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. As many as I love, I rebuke.
So y'all about to say, as many as I love, I'm going to hit you on top of the head and break your legs. Go ahead.
Be zealous, therefore, and repent.
He said, be zealous and turn away from your transgressions, right? Let's read that before we finish that, Mother Eve. Run to Sirach chapter 17. Book of Sirach chapter 17, Mother Israel, see you right. Sirach 17, let's pick it up at 23 through 26. So he said, I counsel thee, as many as I love, I chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Sirach chapter 17, verse 23 through 26, Mother.
Sirach chapter 17, verses 23 to 26.
Yes, ma'am. Sirach 17, verse 23.
Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them.
So we read that I have not seen nor entered into the minds of men and women what he got prepared for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
We read that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Now somebody got to come down and somebody got to go up, right? Go ahead, read up.
And render their recompense upon their head.
So his operation is twofold. He gonna reward some and he gonna pay back some, right?
Yeah.
Good amen.
Verse 24. Mm-hmm. But unto them that repent.
But unto the one that turn from our wicked ways, right? Now that what it means to repent. Turn from our low down ways. Ain't that right? Go ahead.
He granted them return.
Now return means he gave them a second opportunity, right?
Right.
He didn't say right.
Right.
That second opportunity is called grace. That's what it's called, right? That was their second opportunity afforded them the time to get this thing right. Go ahead.
And comfort those that fail in patience.
Verse number 25.
25. Return unto the Yahuwah.
Return to your Yahuwah.
And forsake their sin.
And forsake your sin, our sins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do what?
Make their prayers before his face.
And do what?
And offer and offend less.
Because when we transgress against Yahuwah, we offend him, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gets highly upset with us. And we are witnesses to that thing because we are the ones in the ghettos and in the slums, right? Verse number 26. Mm-hmm.
Turn again to the Most High.
So we got to return to the Most High, go ahead.
And turn away from sin.
And turn away from sin, go ahead.
For he will lead thee out of darkness into the light of health,
mm-hmm.
and hate the abomination
vehemently. He said hate abomination vehemently. We gotta turn away from sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
We gotta sin less. Let us see in the book of Baruch, Mother Z. Baruch chapter 4, verse number 20, which one we want? Baruch chapter 4, that's the one we want. Now, Sirach 24, Mother. Sirach, so he said we got to return. But what we got to return to? He said return to the Most High. But how do we do that? What we got to do in order to get back in favor with the Most High? The book of Sirach 24, Mother Z, verse 23. What do you say? What we got to return to, Mother Z? Sirach 24, verse 23.
Sirach, chapter 24, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am. Sirach 24, verse 23.
Sirach, chapter 24, verse
23. Mm-hmm.
Verse 20, Sirach. Chapter 24, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 23. All those things are... All these things are the book of covenants.
Are the book of the covenant?
Of the Most High.
So he said all these things are the book of the covenant. So Yahweh got a documentation of the agreement he made with the 12 tribes of Israel. And they simply called it Biblios, which means collection of books. So he said that all these are the book of the covenant of the Most High Yahweh. Even
the law.
Even the Torah instructions.
Even the Torah instructions which Moses commanded for an heritage unto the congregation of Jacob, Israel.
So this book of the covenant, this is our heritage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to Jeremiah. So the book of the covenant, that's our heritage. That is our way of life that the Most High gave us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the book of Jeremiah. It was a statement in Jeremiah. It just disappeared. Jeremiah 16. Let me see if I can make that Ezekiel 16. Which one I want? Ezekiel 16. Sister A.B. Peter. He made a statement in Ezekiel 15. 16. Sister A.B. Peter. Ezekiel 16. And let's look at verse number 14 and 15. What did he say? Ezekiel 16:14-15.
Ezekiel.
Yes, ma'am. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14 and 15. What did he say?
Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 14 and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And your renown went forth among the heathen nations.
He's saying your renown went forth among the nations for what?
For your beauty.
Mm-hmm.
For it was perfect for my coming.
So Yahweh said you was perfect, Israel. When I gave you my first five books, that made you what?
Perfect.
Which I what?
Which I had put upon you, says Yahweh.
Verse number 15, what did we do though?
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
But you didn't trust in your own beauty.
He said, you wanted to do it your way, right?
Right.
You wanted to do your own thing. Hold that point. Let's not do Jeremiah, Sister Judith. Jeremiah, somewhere around 44, let me see if I can pull it out. The statement that was made in the book of Jeremiah, I'm thinking 44, but it might be a little earlier than that. I'm thinking 44 of Jeremiah. Let me see if I can pull out this statement. Jeremiah 44, I don't see it there. Let me see if I can write this down right quick. Sister Judith Israel C. Roy, it was a statement in Jeremiah that was made. But continue to read that until I pull this out, Sister A.B. and Phoebe. Ezekiel 16, verse 15. Read that again. Give me another song. Let me use my song tactic here.
Ezekiel chapter 16,
verse 15. Mm-hmm.
But you didn't trust in your own beauty.
He said, but you were trusting your own beauty, go ahead.
Inflated the harlot because of your renown.
He said, you played the harlot because you, I set you up and all of a sudden you started worshiping false Yahweh. Ain't that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
It don't seem like I'm going to pull out my
and
Jeremiah,
pouring out your fornication on everyone that
passed
by.
And saying you share your lowdown this with everybody that passed by, right? But let's run to Jeremiah 44. Because we made a statement out of our mouth, Sister Judith, and I want to be able to read that statement in Jeremiah chapter 44. And let's begin at verse 16. What did we say out of our mouth? Jeremiah 44, verse 16, Sister Judith, Israel, and Phoebe,
Roy.
What do you read?
As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us.
As for the word you have spoken unto us, what about?
In the name of the Yahweh.
What did we say?
We will not hearken unto thee.
We ain't going to listen to nothing you guys say, right? For the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, we not going to listen to thee. Let's go back to Revelation. Revelation. What was it? 3?
Yes.
Sister Judith. Revelation chapter 3. Let's begin up at verse number, what we leave off at? Verse number 13?
19.
Verse number 19 through 22. What are we looking at there?
Revelation 3:19.
What
did it
read?
As many as I love, I rebuke and chastise. Be zealous,
therefore,
and repent.
We find out. In order to repent, we got to return to the agreement that we made with the Most High Yahweh, which is entitled the covenant, right? Verse number 20, come on.
Mm-hmm. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Mm-hmm.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Verse 21, come on.
Verse 21, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne,
mm-hmm.
even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne.
Verse 22, what did he say?
Verse 22,
mm-hmm.
let have an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit said unto the church.
Unto the church, including for the congregation of Israel, right? We see that in Exodus 17 and I believe Exodus 19. We get that. He's talking about the congregation of Yahweh. But and we can get it in the Book of Kings too, right? Somewhere around 2 Kings 30, is it? 1 Kings 30, which one is it? Let's see if we can read that. 2 Kings 28 and 30, somewhere around there. Let's see what we was identified as in 2 Kings, I believe. That's the one I'm looking for. 2 Kings or 1 Kings? Must be 1 Kings, because 2 Kings don't go that far.
What you say?
1 Kings, somewhere around 28 or 30. 1 Kings. Well, I'm all the way up.
You're getting that same thing again.
I'm all the way up. I don't see no 2 Kings, no 28, nowhere. Is it? And I'm looking for Chronicles. I better
just
leave that alone and move
on down
the road.
What about Revelation
2:7? Yeah, you can tie me up with that one, Mother. Go ahead and read that. Revelation 2:7, what do you say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
He that hath an ear.
He or she that hath an ear, what about?
Let him hear what the Spirit says unto the congregation of Israel.
To the congregation of Israel.
To him that overcome.
To him or her that overcome. What about?
Will I give to eat of the tree of life.
Hold on. He's going to give us to eat of what?
The tree of life.
Now, as you eat at the tree of life, that means, as we read earlier, ain't going to be no more death, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I will give him or her to eat of the tree of life. Go ahead.
Which is in the midst of paradise.
Hold on. The tree of life is in the midst of where?
Paradise.
The midst of paradise, huh?
Of Yahweh.
Of Yahweh. It's in the midst of paradise. I think in the Revelation of John, he talked about where that paradise is located. Is that right? But we ain't going to go there. And I still ain't found my congregation. So I might as well do it the easy way. Yeah, put me out there. 1 Kings 14, where we at?
1 Kings 14.
What we working with that young light? I'm still gonna write down that other one I was peeping at.
About that church. Verse 6, and it was so that Ahijah heard the sound of her feet as she coming in at the door. Then she said, come in, you wife of Jeroboam, by praise, pretend you yourself to be another. For I have sent to you for every kindness. Verse 7, O said Jeroboam, thus said Yahweh of Israel, for as much as thou exalted from among the people, and made you prince over my people Israel.
We were looking for that congregation that's going to make it easy on ourselves. Right in Exodus 17, verse number 1.
No, please.
Stay away from that, Bible. Exodus 17, verse 1. Let's go and grab the congregation. Make it easy on ourselves. I'm trying to do the hard when I go ahead and get the easy one.
Exodus 17:1.
What did he say?
Exodus chapter 17.
Who is the church that we can read?
Who is the church that we can read?
Yeah, Exodus 17:1.
Okay. Exodus chapter 17, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel.
So the congregation of the children of Israel, right?
Right.
That's about to ask, Acts Mother Z 7:35. You see, so all the congregation of the children of Israel, Acts 7:38, what do you say? Acts chapter 7, 38, I believe we're looking for that much.
Acts 7, 38.
Mm-hmm. Read it like you see it. Let's just work on this for a minute. Acts 7, verse 38. Read it like you see it, Mother.
Acts chapter 7, verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 38.
Yes, ma'am.
This is he that were in the will, church.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. This is he that were in the church in the wilderness, which
with the angel,
with the ministering spirit, which spoke to him in the
in Mount Sinai,
and with our fathers who received the live
oracle. Say this is he that was in the church in the wilderness. Run to Exodus 19, sister Amy. Let's see who was in the wilderness with Moses. Exodus 19, verse number 1.
Exodus 19, verse 1. Exodus chapter 19, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
The same day the church came into the wilderness with Moses, right? Now let's reread that Exodus 17, 1, Sister Judah of Israel, see right. We got to hear that word wilderness. Exodus 17, verse number 1. Let's see who was in the church in the wilderness. Who is that point out?
Exodus 17, verse 1. All the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness.
So the church is the congregation of Israel, right? One and the same. First Chronicles 28, verse number 8, Marie. First Chronicles 28, verse number 8. First Chronicles 28, verse number 8. Yes, ma'am. First Chronicles 28, verse number 8.
Okay, First Chronicles
28, verse 8. What is the congregation of Israel? What are they called?
First Chronicles 28, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
What are the
congregation
of Israel, Moses?
Verse 8. First Chronicles 28, verse 8. Now therefore, in the sight of all Israel, the congregation of the Yahuwah.
So the congregation, the church of Yahuwah is the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Mm-hmm. That was the church, if you were to use that terminology. Go ahead, read the rest.
And in the ordinance of our Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
keep and seek for all the commandments of the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, that you may possess this good land and leave it for an inheritance for your children after you forever.
Hallelujah. Well, so the church is the congregation of Yahuwah, right? Let's come back to Hebrews chapter 10. So say you be in peace. Let's pick it up at verse number 14 through 20. Let's read all this good stuff. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, 14 through 20. Sister Amy and Phoebe and Phoebe Roy. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, 14 through 20. Verse number 14 through 20.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 14 through 20.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
For by one offering you have perfected forever them that are sanctified.
We find out that in order to be, the way we get sanctified is through Yahuwah's word. That will clean us up, right? Go ahead, read on.
verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Whereof the righteous spirit also is a witness unto us.
Mm-hmm.
For after that he had said before.
What did he say?
Verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my Torah instructions in their minds.
Uh-huh.
And in their minds will I write them.
So he said that all the difference between what they call the first covenant and the second is, I'm going to write this stuff in your mind, right?
Yeah.
That's the only difference here. Ain't no new covenant. He said he's going to put the Torah instructions, the first five books.
Yeah.
We got to be sealed with the first five books. Ain't that right? Verse 17, what he said?
Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sin. And sin will I remember no more.
Verse 18, come on.
Verse 18. Now where remission of these is.
Now he said where remission of these is, what about it?
There is no more offering for sin.
Verse number 19, come on.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness.
To do what?
To enter into the righteousness.
Now read it like you see it. The holiest.
Therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahweh.
So the way we get into the holiest is by the blood of Yahweh the Son. Now what does he talk about there? How do we enter into the holiest? What is he referring to there? Let's see if we can put it out in the book of Leviticus. Young lion from the tribe of Yah God Judah, brother Titus Israel C. Roy. Let's see what he's talking about here. We might have boldness to enter into the holiest. Look at Leviticus 16, verse number 1 and 2. Let's see if we can reference what he's talking about. Leviticus 16, 1 and 2. Young lion, brother Titus Israel C. Roy.
All right, we're going to the first five books of the Heavenly Tabernacle, the book of Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 1 and 2 read.
What do you read?
Chapter 16, verse 1, read.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses after the death of two sons of Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
When they offered before Yahweh and died.
Verse 2, what did he say?
Verse 2, Yahweh said to Moses,
what did he say?
Speak unto Aaron, your brother, that he come not at all times into the righteous place.
Into the holy place.
Oh, yeah, to the holy place.
Mm-hmm.
But with the bear before the mercy seat.
So with the tabernacle. You had three separate rooms, right? You had the outer court, the inner court, then you had the most holiest of all, right? So you can go into the, how many times a year you can go into the most holy place, right? Read that again.
Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And our father said it to Moses, speak to Aaron, your brother,
mm-hmm.
that he come not at all times. Unto the holy place.
Go ahead.
Where was the veil before the mercy seat.
Go ahead.
Which is upon the heart. That he died not.
Hold on. If you went in there, at any time, you would go, what? You will die.
Right.
Go ahead, read up.
For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat.
Verse number 5, what did he say?
Verse 5 reads.
What did he read?
And he should say, of the congregation of the children of Israel,
mm-hmm.
two kids of the goat for a sin offering.
Go ahead.
And one ram for a burnt offering.
Verse number 6, come on.
Verse 6, and Aaron shall offer his bullock
mm-hmm.
of the sin offering, which is for himself, to make an atonement for himself and for his family.
Read down to 9. Verse 7 through 9.
Okay. All right, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
He should take two goats and present them before Yahweh at the door of the temple of the congregation
uh-huh.
of Israel. Verse 8. And Aaron shall cast lots upon two goats.
Good.
One lot for Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoat.
One of the lot for Yahweh the son and the other one for the scapegoat. Verse number 9, what did he say?
Verse 9. And Aaron mm-hmm. shall bring the goat upon which Yahweh lot. Fail and offer him was sin offering.
So offering for the sin offering was for the children of Israel, right?
Yahweh.
Who the offering for the sin when Yahweh the Son was offered up? It was for the world. most holy place. In the book of Exodus 30, verse 10, young man from the tribe of Yahshua Judah. So he said, you don't go into the most holy at any time, or else you would die. But what day would you allow to go into the holy place? The book of Exodus 30, verse 10, young man from the tribe of Yahshua Judah.
The second book of the heavenly chapter, the book of Exodus.
Verse 30, verse 10, what did he say?
Chapter 30, verse 10 reads.
What did he read?
And Aaron shall make an atonement upon the horn of it once in a year.
So he was only allowed to go into the most holy place once in a year, right?
So with blood of the sin offering.
To do what?
Of atonement once in a year.
Mm-hmm.
To make an atonement upon it throughout your generation. But it's most, let's read like this.
Yes, sir.
Most holy.
So the only way when you were entered into the most holy place was once a year, and that was on the Day of Atonement, right? If you went in any other day, I don't care if you was a high priest or who. Yahweh said you go die. Is that what he said? But that's who Yahweh the Son, what they call the renewed covenant. What did he make a room make way for in Hebrews 10, verse number 19 and 20, to save his people? What did his blood do for us? And this atonement was for the 12 tribes of Israel. And as it says, Joel and none else, right? The book of Hebrews 10, verse 19 and 20, to save his people, see you, Roy. Book of Hebrews 10, verse 19 and 20.
Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahweh the Son.
So now you ain't got to be worried about going to the most holiest place, because you got Yahweh the Son sitting right on the right hand of Yahweh the Father, right?
Right.
He entered to, let's read that, Sister Judith Israel C. Roy. From the Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 1, 2, and 3. Verse number 11. Verse 7 and 11. And 15. The book of Hebrews chapter 9, 1, 2, 3, verse 7, verse 11. Verse number 15, Sister Judith Israel C. Roy.
Hebrews chapter
9,
verses 1, 2, and 3, 7, 11, and 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1 reads,
what did it read?
Then verily the first covenant had also
ordinance
of divine service and a worldly with a
sanctuary temple, sanctuary tabernacle, one and the same go ahead.
Verse 2. Was a tabernacle made, the first wherein was the candlestick,
mm-hmm.
and the table,
mm-hmm.
and the
showbread,
which is called the sanctuary.
Verse number 3, what do you say?
And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all.
So he's showing you what Moses made, right? The tabernacle. He said after the second veil. If you go through the second veil, it means it got three separate compartments, right? You got the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy of all, right? Verse number 7, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
And what day did he enter into that? What day was that? He went in once a year. What day was that? What was that called? We just read it. Let's read it again then. Let's go back to that Exodus 30, verse 10, young lions with the tribe of Yahshua and Judah. Exodus 30, verse 10, let's read it again. What day was he allowed to go in there?
Exodus chapter 30, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Exodus chapter 30, verse 10.
Yes, sir.
There was to make an atonement upon the horns of it
mm-hmm.
once in the year.
Uh-huh.
With the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in a year. making atonement upon it throughout your generation. It is most holy of the Yahweh.
So it is the only day he was allowed to go into the most holy was the day of atonement. The day of atonement, that was the only time he was allowed to go into the most holy. But now you got Father Son that made it so that we can come boldly. Is that what it's saying? But let's run back to that Hebrews 9, Sister Judith. Verse number 7:11 and verse 15, what do you say?
Hebrews 7:11, verse 7 reads, but into the second with the high priest alone once every year.
And we know that that day was the day of atonement, right?
Yes.
Go ahead, what did he do?
Without blood. Which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
The people is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Yeah, Father.
Verse number 11, what do you say?
Yahweh the Son being come and high priest.
So Yahweh the Son, not only is he king, he high priest, right? After the order of Melchizedek, right?
That's right.
Let's read that, Mother E. Hebrews 7. Let's think about verse number 1 and 2. Hebrews 7, verse 1 and 2. Mother E, Israel is hero. I don't know how we got into this, but we in it real deep now. Hebrews 7, verse number 1 and 2, Mother E. Israel, see you right.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 7, verse 1. For this Melchizedek, King of Solomon.
King of Salem.
Mm-hmm. Priest of the Most High, Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the king and blessed him.
Drop down to verse number five.
You don't want two.
No, we don't need two. Verse number five.
Verse five.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, they that are of the sons of Levi who received the office of the priesthood have a commandment to take tithe of the people.
We need that from down to 11. Let's get to what we're looking for. Yes, we ain't looking for all that good stuff. Verse 11, what do you say?
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
If therefore perfected were by the Levites,
the Levitical priesthood. He said, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, For under it,
the people received the Torah instruction, the law.
Mm-hmm.
What future?
What further?
What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron?
They said that one road that was after the order of Melchizedek. Not after the order of the Levitical priesthood. Or Aaron. Verse
12,
what
did
he say?
Verse 12.
Uh-huh.
But the priesthood being changed.
So there was a change in the priesthood, right?
Right. That is made of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
A change also of the law.
Verse number 13, come on.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
For he of whom these things are spoken pertaining to another tribe,
mm-hmm.
of which no man gave attendance at the altar.
So what tribe is this that took over the role of the priesthood in verse 14?
Verse 14. For it is evident that our Yahweh sprang out of Judah,
mm-hmm.
of which tribe Moses speaks nothing concerning priesthood.
So Moses never said that about Yahweh and Judah would go bump off. That's why we're going to set the Levites on the shelf and let Judah take it all in. They said, right? But let's go back to that Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 11. So the Judah Israel and verse 15. What do you read?
But Yahweh the Son became high priest of good things.
So Yahweh the Son became high priest of good things. Go ahead.
By a greater and more perfect tabernacle.
Go ahead. Verse number 12, what do you think?
Verse 12 reads, neither by the blood of goats and cows.
What? Come on.
By his own blood he entered him once into the holy place.
He entered once into the holy place, having did what?
Having attained eternal redemption for us.
So he obtained eternal redemption. And this ain't for us, right? Let's see if we can tag that young lion in the book of Acts chapter 26. Let's see if we can put a title on who is the us. The book of Acts chapter 26. Let's see if we can pull that out. Acts 26 is a statement in Acts that Paul made, 26, that I would like to read, young lion, Acts 26. And let's begin at that verse number. Let's see what I want here. Acts 26. Let's begin at that verse number. Verse number 4 through 7. See what we can gain from this, young man. Acts 26, verse 4 through 7.
Okay, Acts chapter 26, verse 4 through 7 reads.
What do you read?
Acts chapter 26, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
My manner of life, of my youth, which was at the first among my own nation, at Yahdah Judah. No, all Yahdah Judah.
Verse number 5, come on.
Verse 5. Which knew me from the beginning. If they would testify.
Now, if you knew me from the beginning, you have something to say, right? Go ahead, read on. That.
Okay. That after the most straightest set of our custom.
Mm-hmm.
I live a Pharisee.
The Paul is a Pharisee. Verse number 6, what do you say?
Verse 6. And now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of Yahweh to our Father.
Verse number 7, what do you say?
Verse 7. So which promise our 12 tribes of Israel, Italy, serving Yahweh, day and night,
good.
Hope to come, for which hope state, King Agrippa, I am accused of Yahweh Jews.
He said, for the hope of the promise of the 12 tribes, right? So that is to us. The 12 tribes of Israel, it was the only one that was given the promise, right?
Yahweh.
Back to, Hebrews 9. Let's read that verse number, where were we at? 13? 13 to 15. Hebrews 9, 13 to 15.
13 to 15.
What do you read?
The blood of bulls and of goats.
Mm-hmm.
And the ashes of an heifer.
Heifer.
Heifer. Sprinkling the unclean.
Sanctified.
Sanctified to the purifying of the flesh.
Verse 14, what
did
he say?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Now much more shall the blood of Yahweh the Son, who through the eternal spirit offers himself without spot to Yahweh the Father, purge your
conscience
from dead works to serve the living Yahweh.
So he said that how much more? Offering of Yahweh the Son to Yahweh the Father. Purge us from dead works, right? Verse number 15. Let's see if we make it plain as can be. Verse 15.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament.
So he is the mediator of the what they call the New Testament. I call it the renewed covenant, right?
Yahweh.
He is the mediator of the new covenant. Go ahead. Ooh.
And by means of death.
By means of death, what do you do?
For the redemption of the sins that were under the first testament.
For the redemption of the transgressions. The sins of those that were under the first covenant, right?
They which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
So this thing is just a renewed covenant to the same people that were under the first, right? Ain't nothing about no new covenant here. Ain't nothing new under the sun, right? Now let's see if we can read by name who he made the covenant with, Mother Eve. From the first king. Who is the covenant? Who did he make it with by name? First Kings chapter 22. Mother Israel, the seed royal. And let's look at verse number 1, 3 and 21. 1, 2, 3 and 21. 1 Kings chapter 22. 1, 2, 3 and 21. Mother Israel, the seed royal. That's the one I want. It don't look like it, but we'll read it anyhow. Let's see what it sounds like here. 1 Kings chapter 22.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like I'm off. But read that anyhow. Well, I try to find what I'm
What you say, what verse did you say it?
1 Kings chapter 22, 1, 2, and 3, and 21. That's not the one I'm looking for, but you'll read it anyhow. 1 Kings chapter 21.
1 Kings chapter 22.
22.
Verses 1 to 3 and 21. Verse 1. Mm-hmm. And they contended 3 years without war between Syria and Israel.
Mm-hmm. The Syria and Israel. 3.
Verse 2. Mm-hmm. And it comes to pass in the third year, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
And the king of Israel said unto his servants,
what do you say?
Know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of.
We not hearing that. We need to hear that. That's about the First Chronicles 16, mother.
You don't want that, period.
No, you scratch that. 1 Chronicles 16, pick it up at 13. 1 Chronicles 16, 13 through 17. Then we can get some names on the thing. 1 Chronicles 16, 13 through 16. Let's get some names. Who was the covenant made with Mother Israel of Seed Royce?
1 Chronicles 16, verse 13 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. O ye seed of Israel, his servant.
O ye seed of Israel, his servant.
You children of Jacob.
You children of Jacob.
His chosen one.
Good evening.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
He is the Yahweh, our Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
His judgments are in all the earth.
Good evening.
Verse 15.
What he say?
Be ye mindful always of his covenant.
Do you mind for always his covenant? Go ahead.
The words which he commands to a thousand generations.
Verse 16, come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Even of the covenant.
Even of the covenant.
Which he made with Abraham.
With Abraham.
And of his oath unto Isaac.
Verse 17.
Verse 17. And has confirmed the same to Jacob, Israel, for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant.
So he confirmed the same. Wasn't no changes to the covenant. He confirmed the same to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Second Chronicles, Mother, 5, verse number 10, what did he say? Who did he make the covenant with? That was read by name. Second Chronicles 5, verse number 10, Mother, Israel, of seed royal.
Second Chronicles, chapter 5, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am. 2 Chronicles 5, verse 10. Who did you make the covenant with by name? 2 Chronicles 5, verse number 10. Mother of Israel, the seed royal.
2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. And they drawed out the steep.
2 Chronicles 5, verse 10.
2 Chronicles 5, verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
There were nothing in the ark.
Mm-hmm. Save the two tables.
Save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horan.
Mm-hmm.
When the Yahweh made a covenant with the children of Israel.
So Yahweh made the covenant with who?
The children of Israel.
He made the covenant with the children of Israel. When the Chronicles 34, so the Amen period, 30 to 32. Second Chronicles 34, 30 to 32, so the Amen period, see you right. He made the covenant with Israel, right?
Right.
2 Chronicles chapter 30 to 32. Sister A, B, and C, B, and C, you right.
2 Chronicles chapter 34.
Verse 30 to 32.
Chronicles chapter 34, verse 30 to 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
And the king went up into the house of Yahuwah.
The king went up into the temple of Yahuwah, go ahead.
And all the men of Yahdai Judah and the inhabitants of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And the prince and the priest and the Levites.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
All the people. Great and small.
Mm-hmm.
He read in the book of the covenant that was found in the temple of Yahuwah. Verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
And the king stood in his place and made a covenant before Yahuwah to walk after Yahuwah.
Great.
And he took the Torah instructions.
So part of the covenant is the Torah instructions, first five books. That is the covenant of Yahuwah, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
And his testimony.
That is part of the covenant of Yahuwah. Go ahead.
And his stature.
Go ahead.
With all his mind and with all his soul to perform the words of the covenant which are written in this book.
So the covenant, you can find the documentation is written in this book, right?
Yes.
Verse 32, what do you say?
32.
Yes, ma'am.
Because all that were present in Israel.
Yahdai
Judah
and Benjamin
to stand to it. And the inhabitants of Yahdai Judah did according to the covenant of Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of their fathers.
So the Yahuwah of their fathers. So the covenant is written in this book. This is the documentation of our heritage. The agreement we made with Yahuwah, the Father, and Yahuwah, the Son. One more way I'm going to bring in, young lion. Front to the book of Joshua. Sister Judith, Israel, Oshia. But the word of Joshua, chapter 24, 19 through 20. The book of Oshia, the word of Joshua, 24, verse number 19 through 21. The book of Oshia, the word of Joshua, chapter 24, 19 through 21. To the Judah of Israel, the sea, right? Chapter 24, verse 19 to 24.
19 to
24. 21, my fault. 19 to 21, what did he say?
Verse 19, and Joshua has said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Yahuwah, for he is an righteous Yahuwah.
Yes, ma'am.
He is a jealous Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
He will not forgive your sins, nor your transgressions, nor your sins.
Mm-hmm. Verse 20.
If ye forsake the Yahuwah and serve strange Yahuwah,
mm-hmm.
then he will turn and do you hurt.
Good.
And consume you. After that, he has done you good.
So this is the kind of Yahuwah we're dealing with. He said, he turn around and do you good and then do you some hurt, right? Uh-huh. Verse 21. Come on, that's the Yahuwah we're dealing with.
And the people said unto Joshua,
what did they say?
Nay.
Nay.
Serve the Yahuwah.
Now, the people that don't work it say that, nay, we're going to serve our Yahuwah, right? Verse 22, what did he say?
23, and Joshua said
unto the people,
what did he say? We are witnesses against
yourselves. Go ahead.
That ye have chosen you, the Yahuwah, to serve him.
Go ahead.
And they said, we are witnesses.
So, hey, the blood is on us, right? Mm-hmm. No, that's no. Go bring that young lion from the tribe of Yahdai Judah. Brother sorry if I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Matthew chapter 10, verse 19.
But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what he should speak, but it shall be given you in that same hour what he shall speak.
Alright, it should be said, when they deliver you up, they don't talk of what you should speak, but it should be given you in that same hour.
Yeah.
What you should speak. Okay. Alright, so Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. To the people that bear the presence of Israel. Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. And when they bring you unto the synagogue or temple, and unto magistrates and powers, take you no thought how or what thing you shall answer, or what you shall say. Verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
The righteous spirit is going to teach you. That same hour. Okay, what is he? Give me that Nehemiah 9:20. Give me that Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20.
Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20 reads, thus gave also the good you gave also thy good spirit to instruct them, and
the good spirit to instruct you, go ahead,
and will tell not.
Hold on, what the good spirit to instruct you was? Instruct you of what? Okay, on that point. So instruct you. What to instruct you in? Instruct you in what? Alright, to the Jewish. Give me, let's do that. Give me Proverbs, sister. Give me Proverbs. Proverbs. Proverbs real quick. Give me Proverbs. I'm gonna pick it up in one up here. Give me Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 23, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23.
Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the sword of instruction is a lamp, and the sword of instruction is light. And the fruit of instruction are the way of life.
Are the way of life. Are the way of life. Proverbs 6:23.
Proverbs 1:2 and verse 4. Hear ye children, the instructions of a father, and attend to no understanding. Verse 2, for I give you good teaching, for safety is not my sure
instruction.
He taught me also and said unto me, let thy mind retain my word. He my sure instruction.
142, 144, 174.
Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth.
Thank you.
Okay, give me John chapter 4. Pick up
chapter 4, verse 7. All the way down to verse 14. John chapter 4, verse 7, 14.
Okay, let me
John chapter 15, verse 3.
Just a minute.
Yeah, John chapter 15, verse 3.
Then John, what'd you say? St. John, chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are cleansed through the word which I have spoken unto you.
I will cleanse you. I'm going down against the soap and wash it up and all that.
Man.
Bathe without a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Judy. Okay, you got John 7, 37, 38. Let's be praying to people here. territory we were keeping there real quick.
That's right.
Okay, God, I'm going to make it real easy real quick. Give me that Mother Z. Give me 1 Kings. Give me 1 Kings 8. 1 Kings 8. 41. 841. And let's see what I'm 841 and 41. Okay. Okay, I got 841. You try to get a name. Make that, 42, 41 and 52, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 41 and 52.
1 Kings chapter 8. Verse
41
to 52. Verse. Yeah, 41,
make
that 41, 43, and 52. First Kings, chapter 8, verse 41, 43, and 52. First Kings, chapter 8, verse 41. Verse 41. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people, Israel.
Not of your people, Israel. Or let's get to the next verse.
Okay, you don't read no more than that. Okay, verse 43. Hear thus in heaven, thou dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger called to you for that all people of the earth may know that your name to fear you as do the people of Israel and
people of Israel, and
that they may know that this temple which I have built is called by my name.
That's all I want out of that.
Okay.
That's the key word. Verse 52.
That thy eyes might be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel.
Your people Israel. Okay, Sister Judy, give me 2 Chronicles 6:32. 6:32 and 33.
Moreover, the time the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel,
stop right there. Get down verse 33. Okay, go ahead and read all verse 33.
Then hear now from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to see the Lord, that all people of the earth may know thy name and fear thee, And the government shall be upon his shoulders.
And that government, that ruler, be upon the servant. Go ahead.
And his name shall be called Wonderful
Counselor,
the Mighty Yahweh, the Everlasting Father,
Prince of Peace.
Verse 7. Of the increase of his government and
peace,
there shall be no peace.
There's no end to this. It's an everlasting thing. There's no end to it.
Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom. To order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The seal of Yahweh of hosts will perform it.
What performed it? Verse 4. But this should be forever and ever, right? All right, Sister Judy. Give me, let's see. Should be no end, right? Give me Daniel. Daniel chapter 2. Pick up at verse 44. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Go to Psalms 148. Go to Psalms 148. Verse 14.
Genesis 29, verse 35. And seek conceived again and bear a son. And she said, now will I praise the Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore she called his name Judah and left Bear. Bear.
Okay. There you go right there. So the name was so the praise Yahweh. Okay. All right. I want to get one more hit on that tank. So give me Psalms 50.
I got
one. You
got
one? Okay. What's let me get this in real quick. Then we gonna give me Psalms 50, verse 5 and 7. Brother G.
Chapter 50, verses 5 and 7. Psalm chapter 50, verse 5 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by
Verse 7.
Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am Yahweh, even
Psalm 149, verse 5 and 9.
Let the saints be joyful in righteousness and honor. Let them sing aloud upon their gates. Verse 9.
Hold on. Read that verse again. Psalm 149, verse 5.
Psalm 149, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in honor. Let them sing aloud upon their gates.
It says, let them sing aloud upon their dead.
Yeah.
Okay, upon their dead. What is this talking about here? Let them sing aloud upon their dead. Let's go to Job real quick.
35:10. That's where y'all was going.
You got to search out the Bible.
That's
what we're talking about here.
35.
Go to Job real quick. Say, upon their dead.
That's right.
Job 35, verse 10.
Where is Yahweh, my maker, who giveth song in the night?
Songs in the night. Songs in the night. All right. Okay, what was that verse?
Where's she coming from?
Okay, we got verse 5. Psalm 49, verse 5. What was the verse we're talking about?
Verse 9. Psalm 149, verse 9. To execute upon them the judgment which dishonor have all his saints.
Yeah.
Praise you, Yahweh.
Oh, Israel.
Okay.
Over at Back All right, back to that
Daniel 2:44 and Daniel 7:22 too.
Right, I was with Daniel 7:22 as well.
Mm-hmm. She was at Daniel 2:22, was it?
2:44.
I thought you was at.
I went to Daniel 7:22. I'm sure.
You did. Yeah, you did. And then she went to Daniel. It was Daniel 2:44 and then Daniel 7:22. 7:22. That one you at, Sister Judah, when you at 7:22?
No, remember I went to Saints. I had to preach up at Saints. I had to come to Daniel 7:22.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where you were coming from. That's where she was. That's what I wrote down.
Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints, mm-hmm. of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom.
Yeah. Okay, that's the kingdom. That's the kingdom, right? Okay, give me that, give me all the way back to the inside clock. That means you're going to take something. That's something. You take it.
Well, y'all cross.
And then go to this time of process real quick. Okay. Give me that, you're going to read the end time of process real quick. Verse 19.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19.
Yeah, to read to be our point. Yeah.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse. Could you give us that verse again?
I think that verse 19.
First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. Verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Yahweh the Son.
Think about that verse 15.
We are found false witness. We are found false witness of Yahweh because we have testified of Yahweh that he raised. That he raised up Yahweh the Son, who he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not.
That's Yahweh the Son. Go ahead, verse 16.
Verse 16. But if the dead rise not, then is not Yahweh the Son risen?
Raise.
Verse 17. And if Yahweh the Son be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sin. Verse 18, then they also which are fallen asleep in Yahweh the Son are
perish.
Verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Yahweh the Son, we are of all men mostly miserable.
Okay. Going on the people, that can forgiveness of sin. Let's go to Mr. Judas real quick. To be clear. Go to Acts real quick. We Acts chapter 5, verse 30 and 31.
Yahweh of our fathers raised up Yahweh the Son, whom you slew and hanged on the tree. Verse 31. Him have Yahweh exalted with his right hand. With his right hand to be a prince and a savior. For to give repentance to give
forgiveness. Israel, you got to give Israel, you will see. Yeah. Okay. I know that, what it says here. Give me that Matthew real quick.
Yahweh
them that slept. So they, like right now, everybody say, oh, they dead, but they right now they sleep.
Let me get going back here.
Revelation 17.
Hallelujah.
Oh, dude, man.
Yeah, what the Revelation 17:14. What's that? Yeah. The book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 14. He shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Yahuwah.
Obama with that word.
They are one with that word. All right, let's go to, let's see.
Then you
down there, bro.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
trying to run down Amalekites.
Isaiah 45:17.
Knowledge that ye might be filled with all